Tiny Major Mama, baby. Tamika Tiny Harris back with a new single. It's called What the You Gonna Do. Is she taking shots at her husband, T.I.? We about to talk about it. Tiny.
Hey, Erica.
Man, you've been busy and looking great and holding it all together with the mommyhood and now back in action with a new video, just showing them how to do it. That's multitasking.
Thank you.
So we got the new single, man, and I'm just going to call it hashtag WTFYGD. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now, are you giving fans an inside look into what's happening in your marriage right now?
No, I mean, I wrote this song about a year ago, so it was at the time, you know, I was feeling like that, and just so happens that, you know, my team got a hold to it much later because it was only for my ears to hear.
Okay.
And they wanted to release it. So that's how we came with putting the record out.
Okay, so I guess it's erroneous then. Wrong information that the blogs are saying that you and T.I. are dropping these diss songs at each other right now. Then it's not a diss song.
It's definitely not a diss song at all. And I don't think his song is a diss song. So, I mean, I don't know where that comes from. And to be honest with you, we didn't know that. He definitely didn't know that I was putting my song out. I didn't know he was dropping his song either. I heard his song, he played it for me, but I didn't know he was releasing it. I just thought it was going on his album, which is releasing in September.
Okay.
So it was just kind of God's will that we dropped on the same day.
Well, because, yeah, I've heard the song, his song, Stay, and it seems like he's reaching out to his lady, right? Saying he loves his lady, would beg her to stay, admits to stepping out on a relationship. Doesn't seem to be a diss song.
Exactly. So, you know, of course, I wouldn't have, if I knew that he was, song out, I probably would have never put my song out.
Right.
Because, you know, it was just too sweet.
Right. For a lot of the folks that are looking at the song now, and I'm here, we have people that are checking in too that are asking all types of questions, and I think that people just assume because of the drama that has happened lately that maybe the music is being based on the drama. Some people even reaching out thinking that all of this is maybe a publicity stunt. I guess it's hard for some people to believe that you guys as husband and wife work so separately that he would be dropping a song and you would be dropping a song on the same day, and you both wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you know, when it comes to me and his relationship, we're not like, it's not a business relationship. So it's very personal.
Okay.
And he's not really used to me working and doing music. So when it comes to anything with music, he's not tuned in to anything I'm doing musically because, you know, he's not used to me working. So it's kind of something I do on my own. And he knew that I had a song. He didn't know. He hadn't heard it, you know, he just knew about it because I let him know, you know, hey, because this is, you know, it's been a long time since I've done any music. And
okay.
I know that he's used to me being with him a lot and, you know, I knew it would be different. So I did let him know that I had a song that I recorded and I was, you know, thinking about releasing. I asked him if he wanted to hear it, you know, give me his blessings. And he said, you know, I would rather hear it when everybody else hears. And so that's how it happened.
And what was Tip's reaction when he heard your song?
You know, I haven't got much of a reaction yet. I think he's still, you know, trying to get used to me having music out.
Do you think he's 100% supportive of you pursuing music again? Or you think he wants you to just chill out, stay home, take care of him?
If he had it his way, he would want me to chill out. Just because he really likes, you know, he's used to having me with him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's spoiled. Spoiled rotten.
T.I. spoiled rotten.
So, you know, if he had it his way, it would be, I would be chilling out, you know, with him. But, I mean, I think that he'll come around. He knows that I love music. He knows it's my passion.
Right. Well, I think he'll understand it's time for some Tamika time right now.
I'm not worried about it.
And have things kind of cooled down? Like, have you talked to Floyd Mayweather lately? Have you guys cooled things out?
I haven't spoke to Floyd. I you know, I just plan on, you know, I'm married and I don't want to, you know, disrespect my relationship or my husband with him feeling like I'm having conversation with Floyd. So that, no, I haven't.
Right. And I'm sure Floyd is even sorry that things went all the way to the left like they did. I'm sure he wasn't even expecting that.
Definitely not. Because, you know, it was innocent, was nothing to it. And, you know, I mean, I know that he's, you know, he didn't really do much, but we're just trying to move forward and everybody, you know, be positive.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
for Grand Hustle right now. A big thing is Iggy Azalea. What's your take on that? I know that Tip is so glad to have his artist just kind of flourish the way she has, and I know she's run into a lot of hate. And what's your take on the whole Iggy Azalea phenomenon right now?
You know, ever since Iggy came around, I've always felt like she has an awesome personality, like really funny. She knows how to direct. Kind of, you know, even though she's a new artist, she really runs herself. She's really bossed up, and I love that, you know, for a woman to just be in control and know what she wants. I think Iggy is an awesome artist. I think she deserves everything she's getting.
Absolutely. And you know the hate is going to come. And with Azalea Banks reaching out and making those comments about No Mediocre, do you think that was just some, what was that?
I just think she needed some attention so somebody knows she exists. You know, I don't know. Because I don't even, I mean, I don't know much about her. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, nobody really knows much about her. So I just think it was, you know, a cry for attention. Some people do that.
Right.
People, you know. When they can't get off the ground, the music's not going, they have to find other ways, get attention, and let everybody know they still exist or they exist. And I think that was her cry.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to more from you because at the end of your video it says to be continued, so we see that there's more to come.
Yes.